Well, today the city of Denver carried out another homeless camp cleanup, but this one is a little different.
Yeah, people living at 8th and Logan must find a new place to stay. But this time they were offered housing ahead of the move. This is the first time the city has offered this service in Mayor Johnston's tenure.
In July, the mayor declared a state of emergency only a few hours into his term. Well, then on August 4th, he carried out his first homeless cleanup because of public health concerns. Mayor Johnston's goal is to find housing for more than 1,000 people in the city who are experiencing homelessness. But there are still a lot of Coloradans who say more needs to be done.
Yeah, and they are taking some drastic measures to make that point. Your political specialist, Sean Boyd, joins us live from the City County building tonight. And Sean, a Denver businessman, actually dumped human poop on the steps there today.
Right, Karen, he called it an act of civil disobedience. While Mayor Mike Johnston says addressing homelessness is his number one priority, John Caldera says he's had it with the homeless going number two outside his business. So he came down here today to send a message. He's done putting up with and cleaning up their you-know-what.
Here is, oh my God, human feces that I've cleaned up.
John Caldera isn't the first person to poo-poo the work of city leaders, but he may well be the first to leave poo on the steps of City Hall.
This is a present from the homeless to the people who have kept this homeless problem going.
President of the Independence Institute, a think tank in downtown Denver, Caldera says he's tired of the homeless using his private property as their public restroom. He says at least twice a week, security cameras catch a homeless person defecating outside his business or worse.
We have to clean up vomit and urine and syringes and use condom and feces.
Caldera says he's tried appealing to police and Mayor Mike Johnston to no avail. The answer, he says, isn't tiny homes, it's jail cells.
This is not an affordable housing crisis. This is a drug crisis. This is a mental health crisis. And this is a crisis of law, that these people who need help will never get help if they are not brought to jail where they are forced to get some help.
Meantime, he says he'll continue to dump on City Hall and urged other Denverites to do the same.
Next time you clean it up, drop it off here. Drop it off at City Hall as an act of civil disobedience to ask them, to demand of them to address the problem.